From Little Rock Public Radio, good morning. I'm Daniel Breen, sitting in for Nathan Trees. A former Arkansas State Trooper has been banned from working in law enforcement for falsely arresting a suspect. Christian Morfis admitted at yesterday's decertification hearing that he arrested a woman for drugs that weren't her own. After putting Lake Village resident Amanda Prince in the back of his police car, Morfis said she pulled cocaine out of her pocket. An internal investigation proved the allegation was impossible. At his hearing yesterday, Morfis speculated the drugs could have belonged to a previous suspect and not Prince.
If I was her, listening to myself, to the drug task force, to the prosecutor, all say, this is yours, this came from you, I can't imagine what that felt like. It's unfortunate it happened. I hate it happened. I'm sorry it happened.
Prince was facing up to 6 years in prison for a crime she did not commit. She told Little Rock Public Radio Morfis never apologized to her privately.
For him to sit there and just give a mild, I'm sorry, yeah, I'm not buying it. I think that was to save his certification, which thankfully that did not happen.
After hearing testimony from Morfis and two higher-ranking officers, he was decertified by unanimous vote of the State Commission on Law Enforcement Standards and Training. This comes after an investigation slammed Morfis for bad police work. The report says he lied on official documents and failed to follow pat-down procedures regarding the arrest. A lawsuit against the Arkansas State Police over the arrest is ongoing. A federal appeals court will hear oral arguments today in a challenge to an Arkansas law regarding library content. Act 372 sought to levy criminal penalties against librarians who provide content that's obscene or, quote, harmful to minors. The law was permanently struck down in 2024, with a judge ruling it was unconstitutional. A three-judge panel of the 8th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals will hear arguments in the state's appeal of that ruling this morning. A Little Rock police officer has been arrested twice in just over 2 weeks on charges of driving while intoxicated. Rafael Aguilera Marcelino was stopped by an Arkansas State Trooper on Interstate 430 in Little Rock just after midnight on Tuesday. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the incident came after Aguilera Marcelino had been placed on leave following a May 24th arrest. An LRPD spokesperson said Aguilera Marcelino was off duty at the time he was arrested in both incidents. Public school advocates in Sherwood are planning to detach from the Pulaski County Special School District. On Tuesday, the district school board unanimously approved two resolutions recognizing the detachment process. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the Pulaski County Special School District's release from a decades-long desegregation lawsuit paved the way for Sherwood to begin the separation. The Sherwood Public Education Foundation's proposed separation has been in the works for more than a decade. It would create a district comprising 7 area schools that would feed into Sylvan Hills High School. A similar process initiated by neighboring Jacksonville around a decade ago took roughly 2 years to complete. And one of the fastest growing cities in Arkansas is considering new incentives to attract more housing development. The population of Siloam Springs is expected to reach 22,000 this year, representing an annual growth rate of about 3.5%. The city's senior planner, Ben Rhodes, says though more housing is needed, it's been difficult to get the ball rolling.
We've actually talked to different home builders in our area, Northwest Arkansas, and they've said, well, it just doesn't make sense financially for them to come to Siloam Springs.
Rhodes says the majority of housing in the city is single-family detached homes, with both new and existing homeowners competing for the same properties. He says the city is considering incentives to reduce upfront costs for developers, like sharing the price tag for studies and waiving some fees.
The only one that's not really financial that we are going to offer is zoning restriction reductions. So with the passage of an ordinance, we would then be able to grant broad authority to reduce things like setbacks, building setbacks, and other site restrictions that are tied up in the zoning code.
That audio is courtesy of our partner station, KUAF in Fayetteville. City officials will hold an open house today to hear public comment on the proposed incentives. City board members could consider approving them as early as September. In Little Rock today, we'll expect sunny skies and a high of 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, cloudy and a low of 76. Showers will be likely tomorrow morning, getting up to a high of 87 in the afternoon. And we will see a slight chance of rain Friday night with a low of 73. After that, showers will be likely through the weekend. And you can always find more news and listen live online anytime at our website, littlerockpublicradio.org. I'm Daniel Breen, and you're listening to Little Rock Public Radio.